You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, we're back, but we're better than ever with an interview long awaited, easily, without even being wrapped up and finished, my favorite of the year. I know Chris Schenkel, who's alongside me right now, can say the same, and I hope that Mr. Mark Gronowski, our honorary captain of the week, can say the same when we're all done here. Mark Gronowski, former South Dakota State quarterback, embarking on a brand new journey, but what he did last season, what he's done at South Dakota State, ripple effects. Had an effect on a lot of people, dare I say thousands and tens of thousands of people, in a lot of different ways that we're going to touch in this interview here. But I'll start with a few thank yous for joining the show. Mark, thank you so much. Busy time in your life, taking some time out. We giggled before we started recording where you're recording from right now. We won't get into that, but you're busy. You got a lot going on. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on, excited to talk to you guys.
And Chris, the pioneer, somebody who spearheaded this entire thing. We just wrapped year two. We're going to get into a lot of numbers, but you've carried a lot of weight in this, and I think FCS Nation knows your name right now. Sir, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Always happy to be here.
This is a season finale edition of the Honorary Captain of the Week. And Mark, you're forever our honorary captain here at FCS Nation Radio. And I know Chris at Northwestern Mutual and everybody over there at Alex Eliminate Stand and their foundation can say the same exact thing. It's a season of giving, but Mark has joined us to kind of celebrate winning the Lemon Trophy. Mark, you raised a lot of money and a lot of South Dakota State, a lot of Jackrabbit Nation pitched in. 12 athletes, 12 schools. You were the last man standing. This number's ridiculous. Just about $30,000 was raised. I kind of want to give you the microphone right now to say thank you to Jackrabbit Nation just for making this happen. And it was a lot of you, but it also was a lot of them for putting that trophy in your hand. So what would you have to say to those people?
Yeah, you know, it's an honor to be selected as an honorary captain again for Alex's Lemonade Stand. And I couldn't have done it without everybody that was around me, everyone that was helping out. Shout outs to Jim Poppin, Chad Melrose, Cubby's Sports Bar and Grill for setting up an event there. Club 32, Jackrabbit Illustrated. All those people were setting up so many events, helping raise money at tailgate, different events and everything like that. I just couldn't have done it without those people. People really stepping up to the plate and making a difference.
Yeah, I talked about $30,000. 65.9 is the number that we finished on, Chris. A lot of different ways, a lot of different fan bases from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South. Everybody in FCS Nation pitched in, but Mark, like I said, the last man standing. Something that I think a lot of people don't know, Chris, is that Mark is the reason for all of this. Of course you are, but it wouldn't have been able to happen without Mark. Can you kind of touch on why that would be the case?
Yeah, as I was joking before this talk, like Mark wasn't in the conversation, but this was prior to two-time national champion Mark Gronowski, where he was helping out, and we had an event that was called the 0.5K, and we had people in costumes and kids, and he showed up as a celebrity judge helping out, because with our internship, we've always been trying to create impact, and Alex Lemonade Stand, where we've always been tied. Two of our interns were football players, and their friend was Mark Gronowski, and they asked him to show up because people knew Mark's name and not theirs on the defensive line, and as their joke was. And Mark showed up, he got paid in hugs, handshakes, and donuts. He didn't get any money, and he was so thankful, not just having to be there, but it was a thankfulness of like, whatever you guys need, this was a blast, this was so much fun. We have a lot of great pictures from that I've only shared with his mom, so she's the only one that has those. They'll probably show up in his wedding or something. So but we just had an absolute blast, and watching the impact, again, it wasn't two-time national champion Mark Gronowski. It was working to get there, right? Just an SDSU player, the quarterback, but the kids, just all the people around that watching, you could see the impact. So watching that, and that's when FCS Nation Radio called, and we started talking about just advertising, like, well, you know, and I came up with an idea. And it was all a reflection about that impact, watching people's reaction and knowing that, wait, Mark's reaction to it was awesome as well. And watching that reaction and wanting to participate, wanting to make an impact, you could see that. And that really kicked this off. That's what really got the idea started. And then Nil, instead of paying in donuts and handshakes and hugs, we figured out Nil and in a way to do that and utilize that, but to create impact, a win for Mark, something that he gets to really seek after and win and help children and help families and be a part of. It helps community, helps us come together, helps us work on something together. It helps us at Northwestern Mutual. And then obviously Alex's Lemonade Stand. That's where this was created. We created a four-way impact, and Mark was a big part of that. Maybe not even knowing, but just watching that, we just took the idea from there, just based on impact on both sides, not only Mark's, but the kids and the people that were around it.
Chris, you kind of just touched on something that to me sticks out, and I think needs to be reiterated. And for those bitter South Dakota State fans, and I'm putting air quotes around that because nobody has a bitter or a sour taste in their mouth in regards to Mark Ranowski. I know that to be a fact, but anybody that maybe, or Iowa Hawkeye fans now that don't necessarily know who Mark is and are learning about Mark, and this interview can be used for that. This guy was being paid in donuts, handshakes, and hugs before making any money in the NIL space, before going to school for money, whatever notion, whatever narrative is out there. This guy did it the right way from the very beginning, and something so big that has raised over six figures, over $100,000 in just 2 years, all because of Mark. Again, I can say that confidently. Chris just said it. Mark, talk kind of about why this felt right for you, whether it was something that you felt close to because of your family, whether it was something that you felt close to because of your popularity and kind of your name ringing bells in Brookings. Why was this something that you wanted to attack so hard and also take a lot of pride in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go right where it starts and right where the my why goes to is my brother. He has special needs, and growing up, I just remember him having to be around different hospitals, having to go to have a bunch of doctor's visits, go through a bunch of different medications, and trying to just figure out kind of what's best for him, and kind of seeing them go through that, see my parents kind of go through that. It definitely had an impact on me and who I am today. But kind of in this space, it's not the exact same thing, but it's very similar. And the impact on these families that they have, having to pay for these visits, pay for their kids to feel better, to get better. And while some of these kids, I mean, these kids are superheroes. They're going through these things with a smile on their face, which most days, like me, you and I maybe wouldn't have a smile on our face, but these kids are finding joy in the little things, and just trying to make an impact there as much as I can, because I've seen it firsthand. On the special needs side. So I wanted to make an impact on this side as well. And it's very special that we had so much support from all of Jackrabbit Nation, all of FCS Nation, as well from this side of things. But, that's kind of where I really wanted to make an impact. And it starts with my brother.
And Chris, I've never asked you this live on the air, but what is your why? When this all came about, before you approached Mark, what was it for you being in business with Alex's Lemonade Stand and their foundation that said, I want to bring FCS athletes, not just athletes, some of the best FCS athletes in the entire country in on this and to the public?
It's really tying loves together. So I love making impact. We're constantly focused on how to make impact here. Northwestern Mutual's been focused on Alex Lemonade Stand. We've done a lot for Ronald McDonald House. We've done a lot for a lot of charities, but Alex Lemonade Stand is one that we pull everybody together and we really focus on. So having a high level of wanting to make an impact has drawn that. I love FCS football. I love football. I love that chase for SDSU, that chase we've had to get to the national title, and the chase we're back to again. And it's cool to see. And that love for that. So you're mentally, you're always thinking about the season coming up, the players, you know, like we get to know them because some of them are interns of ours. So you just really get to know some of the people. So that tie to those two things, the impact, Alex Lemonade Stand, then just love for FCS football. Like you really could create a tie here. And what clicked again was that watching Mark, you guys calling, and it was all just came to fruition. It was like it all got aligned right within about a week's time. And poof, magic happened.
Poof, and a lot more magic is happening. $65,000 for us this year, $30,000 of that for Mark. Chris, you know the numbers. How much of an impact and where is that money going to go? And how far is it going to take some of the families who need it?
It's going to make a huge amount of impact. So if we were going to look at impact in two different ways, we raised $65,900. I'm going to round down so we can do easy math. Every $50 that we raised, it earns an hour of research time. So we are ultimately trying to fight childhood cancer, which only earns 4% of raised dollars, not through Alex Lemonade Stand nationally. So 100% the dollars raised in Alex's lemonade stand go to childhood cancer research. So we raised, and Mark helped do this, almost half of it, $1,300 hours of research to put in the time. And there's so many forms of cancer. There isn't just cancer's one word, but there's so many facets of it. There's treatments. There's just, as Mark talked about his brother, in special needs, all the things that just to diagnose. And the more research we have, the more information we have, the better. So huge impact in that space. The space we don't talk about as much, I've got to like feel this because we do an event every holiday as Mark's getting ready for the game. We do at the parade, we do an Alex lemonade stand. It's cold, so we don't do lemonade. We do hot chocolate, coffee, and we give away donuts, amazingly. So we give away free will donuts. We raise money that way. In that setting, I'm there. I'm standing behind that Alex lemonade stand, handing these things out. And every single year that we've done this, because we did this before we started the FCS, this fundraiser, we've been doing this for several years. We've had multiple people come up and talk to us about where Alex lemonade stand, what part they played in when their child got cancer, whether their child passed away, whether they're still alive. One was marching down the street in a band as a mom is literally pointing that child out. But just understanding how much Alex's lemonade stand played in their life. Because when the child is diagnosed with cancer, there's a tsunami effect, right? There's a financial tsunami effect, an emotional, just there's a lot of just ripple effect to that. And that's where Alex's lemonade stand can come in, whether in a financial help, whatever facet they need. It's a service that when a child is diagnosed, these donations are creating a huge impact. So when I look at it, someday we hope that we played a part in curing cancer for children. And for all, that would be amazing. But in another part that we feel the impact immediately is just the local presence and what we can do for people. And I think that's so important, and we miss that. We talk about the big thing of curing it, which is huge, but ultimately, like, the local impact has been monstrous. And that we feel that every year. I look forward to Holiday, not because it's just Holiday, but that event, being able to do that every year, someone comes up, some of the same people come up. It's not just one, it's multiple. And I think we're making amazing impact.
Mark, have there been any personal experiences for you, any conversations you've had? You rattled off a list of people that you thanked early on. Have there been any conversations individually with you, somebody thanking you, somebody coming up to you and saying, hey, like, you know, I donated you money because X, Y, and Z? Has that happened?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just actually thinking about it. And we had an event at Cubby's, and it was just, we were all standing there trying to get as many pictures of lemons on our head, trying to raise those $10 for every single post. And a family came up and I took a picture with their kids, and she kind of came up to me and asked, why do you do this? And I kind of explained what my why was, and she said, she was like, that's just really, really cool, and we just want to say thank you. And I was like, well, I do this for a reason and everything like that. But she's like, no, we really want to say thank you, because we've had a child in the past that passed away from childhood cancer, and it almost actually started bringing me to tears, the story that she was telling me, and the impact that this organization has had on other kids, and how special it is, and how much of an impact that we're making here as a group of FCS players and raising money for those kids. And it was such a special moment to hear stories like that. You really know why, like, you get a greater sense of why you're doing it, and it really makes you feel good as well.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly, I think, at its core why we're doing this, because it's all for the right reasons. And I talked about why you're doing this for the right reasons, and the decision that you made recently was for all the right reasons, and every single one of us is proud of you for that. Mark, have you been able to grasp conceptually what you've done? I don't think you realize the number of research hours that Chris just rattled off, about 1,300 of them. At any point during the season or any point now, did you think about, damn, it's $30,000? That's a lot of money. It goes a long way. Have you had that moment yet, or is it kind of happening right now?
No, I definitely had that moment kind of once the season was starting to wrap up and looking at it. I was always keeping track throughout the season. And, you know, once it hit that number, I was just like, I was shocked. I was shocked because it was a lot bigger number than last year. So we really tried to put a lot more effort into it, try to do a lot more events. My parents were out at the tailgates trying to help out people like Jim Poppin and Chad Meadows, and doing everything that they can to try and spread awareness about this fundraiser. But I got a text from Kristen, who works with Chris over at Northwestern Mutual. And she sent me a text just talking about how we've raised over 1,000 hours of research. And when I kind of read that text from her, That's when it really, really hit me. That was like right at the end of the season. And it was just like, wow, like that is something special that we did as a fan base, as an FCS fan base. And it's just really special to see that, what we can do when people come together.
And I think time and time again, and you know, this, just as much as I do, Mark, we're doubted as FCS players, as an FCS fan bases and whatnot. I don't necessarily think you guys are. Up there in Brookings, I think you guys carry a little more weight and your voice means just a little bit more because there's more of you and you guys win a lot more games than everybody else. Chris, if I were to give you the mic to say thanks to the guys like Jim Poppin, to the Jackrabbit Illustrated squad, some of the conversations you've had with them, kind of what would you say now with an open mic, kind of as a thank you?
Well, ultimately, thank you. They're buy-in. You don't know what's going to happen. And last year, I was joking, you got bearded guys that'll go fight for kids, and that's Chad running around and the pudding shot Santa. And it's amazing. You know, there's people giving out donuts. There's people giving out pudding. And there's people giving, like, Jim has it. Mark and I were just talking about this a couple weeks ago, and he was like, Jim Poppin's like, I got you covered. And he's got a whole thing set up for the Jackrabbit Illustrated. So when you roll into their tailgate, he's got a whole Alex Lemonade stand set section, a book, like a thing to show you how to do the Lemon Top Challenge. He's got it all set up. We're running around. So the biggest thing I can say is thank you. You know, they say at Brookings, SDSU is a special place. They're not kidding. It's awesome to see just the people rallying and the more Cubbies, Gus, he's been above and beyond, like above any place, the other 12 places, like the what he's done, not just an event. He runs a month-long deal donating money. You just think about Club 32. They raise money all year for this. Like, all these places are raising money. All the ones Mark just rattled off, and there's more. But ultimately, it's just thank you. Like, we can't. It is so hard to get people's buy-in. They either care or they don't. And if you talk to Jim or you talk to these people, cancer's impacted almost every one of their lives. So it was an easy cause. It affects children. And SDSU is a special place. We're lucky. We're lucky to be there in Brookings. So just really cool people pitching in.
And Mark, I hinted at this earlier, you're embarking on a new journey. You now are an Iowa Hawkeye, something that I think is just coincidence is not the word. God knows exactly what he's doing. And at Kinnick Stadium, at the end of the first quarter, they turn and they wave to the Children's Hospital. When you made the decision to go to Iowa, did you say, damn, that adds up? Like, this is going to work. Like, I get to do more community service. I get to find ways to donate more money. I get to be a part of impacting children's lives even more than I was a year ago and the year before that. Has all of that kind of crossed your mind yet?
It definitely has. And that's kind of one of the thought processes I had going here. And it's a great opportunity, really, to make an impact. I'm really excited to go meet those kids, go see them firsthand. And I've had the experience of just raising money and fundraising for Alex's Lemonade Stand now. But to now go on and really meet the kids that you're impacting with this research and everything like that, it's going to be very special for me, knowing that what we did in the past. But I know I'm just really excited. We've already talked about going up and visiting some of the kids and everything like that, and even just the wave and just how when we played there 2 years ago, how much of a powerful moment that really feels like when you're in the crowd, when you're in the stands, when you're on the field doing that wave. It's a very special moment, and it's gonna be a great opportunity for me and meet a bunch of those kids.
I love it. You scared an entire fan base and an entire coaching staff into recruiting you from playing that game. So a lot of special moments all thrown into one in one stadium. Kinnick Stadium, that is. FCS Nation, we are joined by Mark Ronowski, Chris Schenkel. This is our Honorary Captain of the Week segment. You hear it each every week, but this one just hits a little different. We talked about Mark kind of being the pioneer of this thing. Chris talked about how Mark came into the fold and the impact that he's had. We've talked about the hours upon hours, thousands of hours of research that Mark and that Jackrabbit Nation fan base has raised, as well as FCS Nation and all other schools and fan bases all over the country. Mark, you sound really mature. You sound like years above your time. I feel like you've been playing football for 10 years. You spanked me 3 years in a row, and I've been out of school for 2 or 3 years. So you've been around the block. You're speaking really well. And one thing that I always love weaving into these conversations is Northwestern Mutual's internship program. You had two teammates, Quentin Hicks and Brian Williams, who were a part of Chris Schenkel's internship class a few years back. Now that you're older, and trust me, there are a lot of Iowa Hawkeye young fans, there are Jackrabbit fans listening right now. For those kids getting into the later high school stages, that young college stage, almost that later college days where it's kind of time to get a job. What would your advice be to them as to why it's a good idea to get into an internship program? Why it's a good idea to rub elbows with guys like Chris, Kristen, Jess Jasso, all of these people at Northwestern Mutual that you've come to build a relationship? Why is that something that you see as really important?
Yeah, I think internships are 100% one of the most important things to do while you're have those summers off, especially as an athlete, and you have those summers off, or even if you're not an athlete, trying to get those summers in between school and everything like that. And I've seen it firsthand with guys like you mentioned, Brian Williams and Quentin Hicks. They've had great opportunities with the internships they've had at Northwestern Mutual, and it's given them so many great connections throughout the entire process, and connections with people in the financial field, and also connections in multiple other fields as well. And having people like Kristen and Chris, those people, they have tons of connections themselves, and those connections end up taking you a long way. A lot of people end up saying it's not what you know, it's sometimes who you know, and to get yourself in the right situation in front of the right people to make the largest impact. And but you know, when you're having these internships, you really just try to get the most out of them, try to learn as much as possible while you're doing these things, and it'll end up taking you a long way and get your foot out the door and in the right direction when you're done with football. Football doesn't always last forever, so trying to start that at an early age is the best for you.
I always love that football doesn't last forever conversation. It means a lot. I feel it personally. You know, thousands of kids, and you can look in any locker room right now, and I think a lot of kids are oblivious to that. So hearing something like that from somebody like you, Mark, I think goes a long way. And Chris, your guys' internship program, I say it each and every week, is one of the most popular, one of the most highly touted in not only the country, but the world. Kind of why is that, and what would you credit it to?
I think the biggest part of our internship, the reason we have so much success, is just really the opportunity to try the business out. You are not being an intern to make copies, get coffee, answer phones. You really do get to come in, get licensed, get to work with other advisors, building an advisor practice to help people solve financial problems. You get to work in that space every day during the internship and really grow and find out if it's right for you. If it's not, you have a top internship on your resume with amazing people as a reference. If it's right for some people like Brian and Quentin, it was absolutely right. They get a taste for it, because a lot of people have, when they leave sports or they've been playing it a really long time and they enter a new world, they'll have a little bit of imposter syndrome. Whether you were in sports or not, or just being a college student, getting that chance to try it out and be like, I can be successful at this, you can really see it. And even young athletes are like, man, I was known as a football player. How do I change over and become a financial advisor? A career changer might have been, actually, Mark's an engineer. So we have a lot of engineers that have went from engineering to financial engineering, they call it. And just doing financial planning. And the reason is they might have tried it out, they liked it, but they found a knack for it, a like for it. And that's what any internship can do. It gives you the connections. But here, the thing is, it gives you an opportunity to try it. And if you love it, a lot of people go full time, start their practices, and they're off and running. You're not blindly jumping into something.
That's poetic. And Mark kind of threw the alley-oop and you slam dunked it home right there. I love talking about it. And it's just really cool that honorary captains at FCS Nation are former interns and former teammates of everybody on this interview right now. So I think it just speaks to the impact that it's had. Having a chat here, Mark Gronowski, former South Dakota State Jackrabbit, legendary Jackrabbit, and now an Iowa Hawkeye, and Chris Shankle, managing partner up there, Northwestern Mutual, Sioux Falls. A lot colder up there than it is where I'm at right now. Mark, there are a lot of Iowa Hawkeyes listening to this interview right now, getting a glimpse, probably falling in love with you for all the right reasons. What kind of player are they getting in you?
Oh, man. No, I don't like to talk about myself too much. But, you know, they're getting a player that's going to be hardworking, that's going to put his head down and earn the respect of his teammates, earn the respect of the coaching staff, and really earn the position that I'm going to be in. They're going to get a good leader that's going to try and elevate the floor, raise the standard of Iowa football. We're trying to take this place to a different level. They've been always a great team, a great program. One of the stats I just heard is that out of the eight wins since 2016, it's like Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, and Iowa. And that's a pretty good standard to live by. But I mean, we want to make sure that we're getting to another level. We're trying to make the college football playoffs. We're trying to bring Iowa to a different level. And that's going to start with just the leadership on this team. And I'm going to try and be a great leader for the guys around me. But I don't just get that leadership right away. I got to earn it through the hard work and effort of making those those relationships, earning that trust from my teammates. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to getting to know these guys better, getting to learn this offense and really start throwing the ball around the field with the guys. So
Mark, you mentioned that you don't like talking about yourself, so I'll do it for you. 10,330 yards, a little under 100 touchdowns, almost 2,000 yards rushing, 40 touchdowns on the ground. Heisman Trophy winner of the FCS this season, this past season alone, 2,700 yards, 23 touchdowns through the air. I think us here at FCS Nation, we know exactly what kind of player Mark Gronowski is, but for the Iowa Hawkeyes out there, those fans who are now new fans of Mark Gronowski, you learned a little bit about what he's bringing to the table. To go back a little bit, Mark, let's talk about, are the Jackrabbits in good hands with Coach Dan Jackson, and how are things with some of the teammates that are now your former teammates that you've had conversations with? How are the vibes over there? Kind of, it's been an odd month or two, I'd say, for South Dakota State and that fan base. Kind of calm them down and tell them why everything's going to be all right, because if there's one thing we know, South Dakota State's coming into the same exact team year in and year out because of the foundation that you guys have built.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for them. And I know that the past month has been super crazy with all the transfers, all the changes in the coaching staff, and it kind of felt like the floor was falling out from underneath SDSU. But, you know, Coach Dan Jackson, he was one of those coaches that we always thought, okay, when Stig retires, he's coming back. They've been saying that since he left in 2019. And it's been kind of cool to see, I guess, Jimmy Rogers was ended up being the head coach, but for some reason, you know, we always kept talking about at some point he's going to leave. We all know that. But Dan Jackson's going to come back. And what do you know? He ends up coming back. He ends up building an awesome staff. He ends up getting key guys to stay, like Chase Mason, Quentin Christensen, Sam Hagen, kind of solidifying that offense, and also some guys on the defensive side like Kobe Claiborne, who's an awesome player that came in last year. You got guys like Joe Ullman, who's going to be the starting Mike linebacker for us. And it's really cool to see what he's done and how much he's been able to do in these past couple weeks. But I'm so confident in those guys, and they're playing with they're already starting to lift, and they're starting to play with a chip on their shoulder, because a lot of people are already counting them out for next year's championship because of the major losses that they had on the coaching staff and on the player side as well. But I know these guys have been waiting for a long time to get their opportunity, get their shot, and I think that the coaching staff that they put together is going to be going to help those guys develop and play to a very high level next year.
Nailed it right there. That's poetic. That's Mark Gronowski, former South Dakota State Jackrabbit quarterback, legend of the FCS, and now going to be a legend for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Chris Schenkel, managing partner, Northwestern Mutual, Sioux Falls. It's going to do it for this episode. But first, Mark, I want to give you the floor just one last time to speak to Jackrabbit Nation on the impact that they left on you, your family, everybody around you. The mic is now yours.
Well, yeah. First off, I want to just again thank everybody for the help with this fundraiser and raising so much money and putting SDSU on the top, being the champion of this fundraiser, raising the most money. And I can't thank you guys enough for hosting so many events and leading the way on this. But to Jackrabbit Nation as a whole, I can't thank you guys enough for everything you've done for me, everything you've done for my family. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional right now just talking about it. But just the impact they've made on me, but especially even my brother, that they accepted him for the person he is, for the fan he is, how loud he is at those games, and everyone just embracing him and making him feel like family, but also making me feel like family when I came in there and taking a chance on me, thanking Coach Stig for, that was my only scholarship offer, and I just put my head down and worked when I got there. But then, you know, everyone in the community really cheering me on, cheering our team on, building this program up to a national contender year in and year out. It's just such a special place, and it's been really, really hard for a lot of us who have had to move on from South Dakota State, and I'm really excited for what is to come there. But there's no way to thank people enough for what they did for me and my family there.
That's a mic drop moment. Again, Mark Gronowski, Chris Schenkel, managing partner up there, Northwestern Mutual, Sioux Falls, Stone Labano. It's FCS Nation. We're out.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.